Hey everyone. All right, so are you tired of that same old stationary bike routine?
Yeah.
Ready for some seriously epic scenery? Buckle up, because today we're going deep into what makes Colombia a cyclist's paradise.
Nice.
I've been poring over articles and, travel blogs, and honestly, I'm already kind of daydreaming about those Colombian mountains.
Yeah, it's calling, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's not just the postcard perfect landscapes. One thing that really caught my eye was this idea that Colombia has this, like, really ingrained, deeply rooted cycling culture.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of the allure.
One article even said that, and I'm quoting here, cycling is in Colombia's DNA. I mean, is that just like a catchy phrase, or is there really something to that?
Oh, there's definitely some truth to that, I think. When you look at Colombia's cycling history, it's pretty impressive. You've
Yeah.
got legendary riders like Nairo Quintana,
Yeah.
Egan Bernal, who have absolutely dominated races like the Tour de France.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And I don't think it's a coincidence that they come from a country with such a challenging and varied terrain.
I was going to say, I mean, you talk about like a natural training ground, the Andes Mountains, those climbs, those descents.
Right. It's like built-in endurance training from day one.
Exactly.
And it's not just about the elite athletes either. In Bogota, the capital, they have this really cool initiative called Ciclovia.
Yeah, I read about that.
Every Sunday, they close down major roads to cars, and it becomes this massive, like, citywide celebration of cycling and walking.
I mean, imagine that. You could just like bike freely through the heart of the
Yeah,
city.
exactly. It's part of their life. It's woven into their culture.
That's so cool. But speaking of those mountains, I'm going to ask, for the average cyclist, not just the professionals, what's the riding experience actually like? Is it, all super intense climbs, or are there, some more manageable routes as well?
Oh, well, I think that's where Colombia's diverse geography really comes into play. You're not just limited to, one type of mountain riding.
Right.
There's something for everyone, literally. So you've got the Alto de Letras.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
It's legendary. It's an 80-kilometer climb. And even the most experienced cyclists find it really challenging.
Oh, I bet.
But you also have gentler routes, like through rolling hills and coffee plantations with stunning views.
So you could go from like a hardcore leg burner
Yeah.
to a more like chill, scenic ride, all in the
Exactly.
same country.
Yeah, it's amazing. And the best part is, thanks to Colombia's tropical location, there are no real seasons. You can ride year-round.
Oh, okay. So like no off season, no waiting for the snow to melt, just like hop on your bike and go.
Exactly. It's a cyclist's dream.
All right. Well, you've officially sold me. Colombia is now the top of my travel list.
Good.
But, all those routes in different regions, I mean, where do you even begin?
Yeah, I mean, it can be overwhelming, honestly. And that's why I was really intrigued when I came across these one hotel bike tours that Villa
Oh,
offers.
yeah. Tell me about those.
Okay, so they curate specific routes based on like skill level and what you want to see, and they provide support vehicles and even handle all the accommodations. So it's like a completely hassle-free way to really experience the best that Colombian cycling has to offer.
So it sounds like it's not just about pushing your limits physically, it's also about like really immersing yourself in the culture.
Right. And they design these tours to strike that perfect balance. You could be, tackling a challenging climb in the morning and then spending the afternoon exploring a charming little village or learning about coffee production.
That sounds pretty amazing. You get the adrenaline rush and then you get to like really soak up the local vibe.
Exactly.
It's like the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
And they've really tapped into what makes Colombia so unique for cyclists, the terrain, the culture, and of course that year-round riding season.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really like the ultimate package deal.
And it makes you wonder, with Colombia's cycling scene becoming more and more popular, is now the perfect time to go before, it gets too crowded?
That's a really good point. All right, well, I know what I'm doing tonight. I'm going to be checking out Villa's website for sure. If you guys are curious too, make sure you head over to their website and check out those amazing one hotel bike tours. And until next time, happy cycling.
Happy cycling!